So let's begin by directing our attention, moving it from the belly and the movement of the breath down the left leg and all the way down to the left foot, and then focusing on the big toe of the left foot. And then just noticing what's going on, what's there to be noticed, any sensations. I'm not trying to make something happen, but just noticing what's there. Perhaps the feeling of the air touching the skin, or some moisture or dryness, or perhaps some deeper sensation from deeper inside the toe. Or there may be no sensation that's noticeable at all, and letting that be okay as well. So just imagining now that the breath on an in-breath enters your lungs and passes all the way down the body through the left leg and down to your left big toe in one in-breath. And then imagining your breath coming all the way back out through the left leg and the torso and out through the nose on the out-breath. So breathing into and out of the big toe in this way. And then on an exhale, letting go of the big toe and moving the attention now to the rest of the toes on the left foot. The spaces in between the toes and the tops of the toes and the bottoms. Again, just noticing what's there to be noticed. Remembering this is a time to just offer some affectionate attention to your body. So breathing into and out of the toes. And then on an exhale, broadening your attention now to move up the left foot. So you're including the top of the left foot and the bottom, the heel, and the ankle. So just holding the entire left foot in your attention now. Breathing into the left foot and breathing out. And noticing whatever sensations are there to be noticed. And then on an exhale, letting go of the left foot and the ankle. And moving up to the calf muscles and the shin bone of the left foot. And just holding this area in your attention for a brief time. Being gentle and affectionate. And just noticing what's there to be noticed. Noticing any sensations or any or a lack of sensation. And then on an exhale again, letting go of the lower left leg and moving up now to the knee, the front of the knee and the back of the knee, the sides. Just breathing into and out of the left knee. Noticing any sensations. And then on exhale, letting go of the left knee and letting your attention move up to the upper thigh, the top of the thigh and the bottom. And just breathing into the left thigh and breathing out. Seeing what's there to be noticed. And then now expanding your awareness, expanding your attention so that it includes the left leg as a whole now, the left thigh and the knee and the calf, the shin bone and the left ankle and the foot and the toes, so that your entire left leg now is being cradled in this curious and open attention. Just noticing any sensations in the left leg as a whole. Breathing in and breathing out of the left leg. And then taking a slow, deep, intentional in-breath. And then on an exhale, releasing the left leg as a whole. And then gradually shifting your attention now across the pelvic region and over to the right leg, and down the right leg, past the knee, past the calf, and into the right foot, and then resting at the big toe of the right foot, and breathing into and out of the big toe of the right foot now. Again, just noticing if there are any sensations there to be noticed. Perhaps there's no sensation at all, perhaps some tingling. Whatever's there, just bringing some attention to that. Breathing into the big toe on the right foot and breathing out. And then on an exhale, letting go of the big toe and moving your attention to include the rest of the toes and the spaces in between the toes. And then noticing each point where the toes connect to the foot and the sole of the right foot, the sides and the top of the right foot, and expanding your intention to include the heel and the ankle and all the bones of the ankle and the muscles and ligaments. And just breathing into and out of the right foot now. Noticing what sensations are there. And then on an exhale, letting go of the right foot and moving your attention now up to the shin bone and the calf muscle of the right lower leg. And just noticing whatever is there to be noticed. Breathing into and out of the right calf. And then on an exhale, letting go of the right calf and moving up to the right knee, and the top of the knee and the back of the knee. And noticing any sensations there to be noticed. And just breathing into and out of the right knee in this way. And then on an exhale, letting go of the right knee and bringing your attention up to the upper leg, the thigh bones and thigh muscles and the front of the thigh and the back of the thigh. And breathing into the right thigh and breathing out. And just noticing any sensations there to be noticed. And if during any of this process your mind should wander or thoughts should arise, just noticing what thoughts come up, and then just bringing yourself gently back to the area that we are focusing on. So breathing into and out of the right thigh. And then on an exhale, letting go of the thigh and letting your attention now broaden so that you are attending to the entire right leg, the thigh and the knee and the calf and shin, the right ankle and the right foot and all the toes of the right foot, So breathing into and out of the right leg as a whole. Following the breath down the body and then into the right leg on an in-breath. And then on an exhale, following the breath out of the right leg and then out of the body. And then gently releasing the right leg from your attention. And then bringing your attention now to the pelvic area, the hips and the buttocks and the genitals. And just holding this area in your attention, noticing any sensations or any lack of sensation. Breathing into the pelvic region and breathing out. And then maybe also including the organs of digestion and the organs of elimination and the reproductive organs. And just offering some gentle attention, breathing in and breathing out of these areas, noticing any sensations. And then on an exhale, letting go of this pelvic region, and then bringing your attention now up to the abdomen and feeling the expansion of the abdomen on an in-breath and then the falling of the abdomen on the out-breath. So rising and falling with the waves of the breath. And perhaps we can linger here a bit and just ride the waves of the breath as the breath moves in and out of the abdomen. And then, when it feels right, just gently bringing your attention around to the back, to the base of the spine and the tailbone. And then into the lower back area. And breathing into the lower back and breathing out. And just massaging the lower back now with the breath and with our attention. Just noticing whatever's there to be noticed. And then on an exhale, letting go of the lower back and expanding now your attention upward to travel up the spinal column, vertebrae by vertebrae, up the back, feeling the contact with the mat or the bed that you're lying on. And then expanding your attention outward so that you're attending to the entire back area. And breathing into and out of the back. Noticing any sensations there to be noticed. And then on an exhale, letting go of the back area and moving your attention now over to the, around to the front of your body, to the chest area and the area around your heart and lungs, the ribs, the rib cage. And just feeling the movement of the breath, breathing into and out of this area. Allowing yourself some gentle attention to the area of the heart and opening to any thoughts or emotions or sensations that might be present. And not needing to get ourselves free or rid of anything. Just opening to whatever is present, noticing it. And then breathing into and out of this chest and heart area. Taking note of any sensations or any lack of sensation. And then on an exhale, letting go of the upper torso. And then letting your attention now move in both directions to the left and right shoulders. And just holding the shoulders now for a bit. Breathing into and out of the shoulders. Noticing any sensations. And then let's bring our attention now all the way down the arms, letting go of the shoulders and moving down past the upper arms and the bend of the elbows and the lower arms and the wrists, and then coming to the hands and to the fingertips of both the right and the left fingers. And noticing the points of contact with the floor or any movement of air around your hands. Aware of the fingernails and the joints of the fingers, the knuckles, the palms of the hand. The backs of the hands. And just holding both hands in our attention like this. Breathing into the hands and breathing out. Again, imagining that we can breathe the breath into our body and all the way down the arms and into the hands on an in-breath. And then on an out-breath, letting the breath travel from the hands and out of the body. And perhaps you can feel some sensation in the hands, some pulsing or tingling. Or perhaps there's not much sensation at all. And then moving now from the hands to the area of the wrists, the point where the hands connect to the lower arms, and the area, this wrist area, and the muscles of the wrists and ligaments. And just breathing into and out of the wrists, noticing any sensations there to be noticed. And then, on an exhale, letting go of the wrists and moving up both arms and seeing what's happening around the area of the forearms and the elbows and the bend of the elbow and soft skin that surrounds the joint of the elbows. And then moving your attention up the arms to include the upper arms, the different muscles, the bones, and breathing into and breathing out of this area, noticing the sensations in the upper arms. And then again, coming back to the shoulders and allowing your attention and your breath to be like a tiny massage, and seeing how it's possible to investigate deeply into the sensations of the shoulders, noticing whatever's there to be noticed, breathing in and breathing out. And seeing how we can inhabit our bodies in this way, feeling the body from the inside, and then when you're ready, letting go of the shoulders, and then bringing your attention now to the strong muscles of the neck and the bones of the vertebrae, and noticing the sensations of this area that usually carries our speech and through which the breath moves into and out of the body, and just noticing any sensations in the neck area, breathing in and breathing out of the neck. And then on an exhale, letting go of the neck and coming now to the back of the head and sensing the bones of the skull and the solidity of this part of the body, the tiny muscles of the scalp, and the feeling at the scalp of the hair, and then taking in the sides of the head as well, and the ears, and the ability to hear right in this moment, and just pausing now to open to sound, and perhaps the movement of the air around you, and just taking in whatever sounds are present. And then coming to the crown of the head, the forehead. And then inside, the brain being held carefully inside the skull. And exploring the area around the eyes. And the skin and the muscles around the eye region. The eyes and the sockets. And then expanding your attention to include the nose and the bridge of the nose bones and the nostrils. Taking a breath into the nostrils and out. And perhaps it's even possible to notice the subtle shift in the temperature from the in-breath to the out-breath. Usually the in-breath is a bit cooler, and then the out-breath is warmed by the body as it exhales. And exploring the area of the cheeks and the lips, the teeth and the gums. And just bringing attention to all these areas of the face and the mouth, the jaw, and noting if there's any tension in the jaw in this moment, and just letting it release a bit, and feeling what it's like to allow the jaw to relax in this way. And then expanding your attention now to take in the entire area of the face and head as a whole. All the sense organs, the skin and the mouth, all the tiny muscles of the face that contribute to all the expressions we can make. And just breathing into and out of the entire head and face in this way. And then letting the attention now, releasing the head and the face, and letting the attention begin to broaden and expand down to include the entire body. So down the neck and the shoulders and the arms, past the elbows, to the hands and fingers and fingertips, and the upper torso and chest area, the rib cage, and the lower torso, the stomach and stomach muscles, and the pelvic area and the hips, the buttocks, the genitals, and the thighs, and your knees and calf muscles and shin bone, and the left and the right ankles, and the left and the right feet, and the toes of the feet, and coming back to the big toe of the left foot where we started earlier, and just breathing into and out of the entire body now. So letting each in-breath fill the body, and then each out-breath releasing whatever is there to be released. So breathing into the whole body and breathing out. And just resting here in this spacious awareness, having given the body all this attention and nurturance, and just letting yourself relax in the posture, feeling the body, feeling the breath. And seeing how we can inhabit our bodies in this deep way, allowing whatever is there to just be, and breathing in and out, and just accepting what's here in this moment, not trying to change anything, and just opening to this moment. And letting each in-breath be a new beginning, and each out-breath a complete letting go.